Carbondale Arts is the mothership of the Carbondale Creative District, as well as the Carbondale Mountain Fair. Amy has been the director of the fair since 2004 and loves every minute of it. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Well, thanks for having me.
For listeners who have never been to Mountain Fair before, what is it?
Well, Mountain Fair is a three-day arts and music festival, and it's kind of like our version of the county fair is what I would say, because you have friendly competitions, cake and pie, wood splitting, horseshoes, fly casting, Mount Sopus runoff, which has been going for many years, and a bike race. Then we have 3 days of live music. We have a family area, the Oasis, where there's entertainment and arts going on all day. There's a lot of things around the fair. I know that The Way Home, which is going to be the new restaurant where 689 is, they're doing a big grand opening Friday and Saturday, and that's going to benefit the Arts Council, and that's just going to be a great welcoming to a new business in town. Then we have over 165 arts and crafts vendors.
What's your favorite part of Mountain Fair?
Well, you know, for sure, my favorite part is seeing all these people come out to make something happen. And, you know, a lot of times we might have differences throughout the year. We might not all agree. But during Mountain Fair, you put all that aside and come together and celebrate the fact that we all live in this great community together and we're making it happen together. And that is truly my favorite part. But it's also great to see the creativity that people bring to the fair. I mean, we have dress costume ideas every day. There's a theme every day. Our overall theme this year is love pollinators. So we're going to be honoring the bees and hummingbirds and flowers and fruits that come from the bounty of these creatures. And people really bring their best to the fair. And that's what I like.
What is the entertainment lineup this year?
A lot of really good, solid bands. On Friday night, we have Jackson Emmer, who's from the area here and was just named as one of Rolling Stone's top 10 country artists to watch out. And he's right from here. That's exciting. On Friday night, two bands that have played in the past and been really popular, but the two leaders of each band got married. So Bridget is from Elephant Revival, and Tiaro is from a band called Canal. They play kind of gypsy music. They're our big band on Friday night. We also have bluegrass on Friday night with Liver Down the River. Saturday, we got some great local bands, and then we go into Gasoline Lollipops. They should be fun. They're a little bit of twang. On Saturday night, we have AJ Fullerton, who's a great blues singer, into this band called Down North, which is funk, and the lead singer sort of sounds like Prince, but that should be really fun. The whole place will be dancing. That's what we try to create, is lots of different music. Jarabe Mexicano is playing on Sunday. They have been here before. They play salsa, cumbia. We finish off with the Dendrites, which is a 8-piece ska band. We are going to honor our firemen, our local firemen, on Friday at 5 o'clock, just as we're kicking off the live entertainment. It's a time where we put other things in life aside and come together to create something. And that something helps benefit 10 to 15 nonprofits. It's important that way. It's important for us just to enjoy each other and not be political or have agendas. Just come on out and have a good time.
How about volunteer opportunities? Are they available, and how can people sign up?
As a matter of fact, you can still sign up. And if you volunteer 4 hours, you get a free Mountain Fair t-shirt, which is much coveted. We're going to have all the t-shirts from all the years on display at the festival this year, and it'll be fun. But you can go to carbondalearts.com, and there's a link there. And throughout the fair, we keep taking volunteers, because coming up with 300 volunteers is a lot. And then Aloha Mountain Cyclery just donated a beautiful cruiser bike that we get to give away to one of the volunteers. So if you volunteer, you also get your name in the raffle. And hopefully someone will go home with a really cool bike as well.
I'm Yovana.
And I'm Mountain.
Thank you so much for being here with us, Amy.
Well, thanks for having me.